Great Falls State Representative Casey Schreiner Monday announced his intent to seek the Democratic Party's nomination for Montana's at-large congressional seat. Schreiner wants to replace Republican U.S. Congressman Ryan Zinke, who's been nominated to become President-elect Donald Trump's Interior Secretary. Schreiner's 34 years old and heads the Montana State Workforce Innovation Board. The husband and father of two says of all the candidates who want to replace Zinke, he's best positioned to connect with Montana voters.
Teresa and I make less than $100,000 a year between the two of us. We got a mortgage, you know, we got medical bills. You know, we're fighting to keep food on the table and pay the bills and save a little bit for retirement. That's what everyday Montanans are going through. And I just feel like we're missing that voice.
Democratic State Representative Amanda Curtis of Butte says she may be interested in replacing Congressman Zinke. Curtis ran unsuccessfully against Senator Steve Daines for a U.S. Senate seat back in 2014. Casey Schreiner, the newly elected state House Minority Whip, says he respects Curtis.
But we've already had her run for statewide election, and it didn't pan out for a number of reasons, and I think it's time for us to have others step up.
At least half a dozen Republicans have also expressed interest in being the GOP's nominee. They include state lawmakers Daniel Zolnikov of Billings, Scott Sales of Bozeman, Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, and District Judge Russell Fagg of Billings. Bozeman businessman Eugene Graff IV has also thrown his hat into the ring. Montana's special election date has not yet been set. State law says it's up to the governor to do that, and the date must be between 85 and 100 days after Montana's congressman officially resigns his seat. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.